Welcome back to Ryer on YouTube. Travis Ryer back with you on a Sunday morning live here on the channel following the Alabama Crimson Tide's 42-10 win over the Wisconsin Badgers Saturday up there in Madison, Camp Randall Stadium. Alabama now 3-0 on the young season. Of course, a bye week coming up, and then the SEC opener, the most anticipated game of the 2024 college football season to date. Sorry, Michigan, Texas. Sorry, Michigan, maybe SC. Well, Michigan's done now, but Alabama, Georgia. What else do you need to say? First, though, want to clean up some things, look at some things from Saturday's win over Wisconsin. And we are live. So if you want to jump in here in the comments, like Philip Thomas has, he has a Roll Tide roll for you on a Sunday morning. Also, Beano. There he goes, checking in as well. We'll get into the highlights. We'll get into some clips that maybe caught our eye from Saturday's game. And what we'll do is we'll get going on the defensive side of the ball for the Crimson Tide. Alabama looking at a 2nd and 10. You've got Quay Rousseau down here as the Wolf. You've got Jamarian Latham at the top. Tim Keenan inside to go along with Tim Smith. The Tims are hymns inside for Alabama right here. Looks like some man coverage from Damani Jackson at the bottom of the screen, and taking some getting used to with Wisconsin and Phil Longo, because you see the 11 personnel, and what you're going to get here is a pass from Tyler Van Dyke, manned up for Alabama on the back end. You see Jihad Campbell come out here with the back, pretty much got this tight end just running some interference, trying to create some issues here as he runs down the hash mark. Devontae Smith manned up on his guy to the inside. Tyler Van Dyke going to throw on time, but it looks like Tim Keenan right there gets a little bit of a finger on the football. You'll see this official right here. See him on the hash mark? The umpire signaling a tip football, but works out okay. Works out okay for Wisconsin on the 2nd and 10 as Fallings able to make the catch there. Nice adjustment for a Wisconsin first down. Wisconsin with 3 wide receivers down here to the bottom of the formation, 1 to the top. And so Van Dyke here on a 1st and 10, been thinking, boy, got to slow down this Wisconsin run game, right? Talk about that all week. Here's zone. It's zone until it isn't zone. It's zone until the quarterback keeps the football. And you see Quay Rousseau playing down to the back, and also Jihad Campbell at this inside linebacker position. So this is a savvy veteran quarterback. He's not a great runner. He's not Byron Brown, but he knows how to read conflict defenders. This isn't going to be predetermined with a guy like Van Dyke. He wisely keeps the football. Again, not going to be dynamic, but you've got man coverage from Alabama, so you're getting run off there behind it, and he's able to slide there and pick up a Wisconsin first down and send a little message. If you chase this back, overplay this back, I'll keep this thing. 2nd and 10 now for Wisconsin, and this is going to be a throw all the way, working this flat down here. This is good from Malachi. Closes this up quickly from zone coverage and is able to keep the gain limited for Wisconsin there. Here is a huge play in the football game, no doubt about it, from Saturday. Van Dyke in the gun, 3 wide receivers or 3 receivers to the field. I think it's a tight end in the middle of those 3. But one back, and this is interesting too for Alabama, because here's Keanu Coote down here at the bottom at this edge to go along with Quay. And we talked about this Wednesday on our practice watch along here on the channel. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, we would appreciate it if you go right now, hit that subscribe button for us, turn on those notifications, and hit us with a thumbs up for a like. That would help us out tremendously as well. But we talked about how Justin Jefferson being out for the first half could impact how Alabama does some things defensively in passing situations, 3rd and long. And what we saw here with no Justin Jefferson is Jihad stays at the inside linebacker position to go along with Deontay. You bring in Coote as an extra pass rusher type to go along with Quay Rousseau, and you run it here. And Van Dyke, Quay Rousseau takes an inside rush. You're running a twist there with James Smith, who's a part of this package. The back for Wisconsin throughout the game was chipping on that twist. You see it right there. The back chips. helps create a soft edge. Van Dyke sees it once again, directing traffic, and he's going to leave the pocket. What I do like from Coot here is he hustles. He keeps playing, runs to the football here. And unfortunately for Van Dyke, you know, guy's a competitor, wants to move the chains here. This is really a no-win situation, though, because you're already at the boundary and you got Deontay Lawson right there taking care of business. And Coot keeps playing, and he's able to make this tackle in football, man. It stinks. Stinks to see this type of injury to any player. Big injury, obviously, for Wisconsin. Van Dyke, the guy that they were really putting their hopes on at that position as a transfer from Miami. Nothing dirty about it. Coot makes a clean play. Van Dyke didn't declare himself for the sideline or going to step out of bounds. He tried to make a play, and Coot did what he had to do. And it looks like a right knee injury of some kind, perhaps, for Tyler Van Dyke. But you did have a defensive holding on the play against Alabama. Damani Jackson flagged for holding, which is interesting because a few plays later, if you look down here, that's Deshaun Jones at that corner now on third and 10. And Braden Locke in the game now at quarterback. Alabama with a four-man pass rush. Here comes LT Overton off an edge. Boy, was he active once again on Saturday. Locke wants to work the middle of the field, and Keon Sabb is driving on that baby. And if you look over here to the top right corner, Alabama actually carried a receiver with Jihad Campbell running down the field. I'm sure that helped free up Sabb to drive on this crosser, and it's nearly his third interception of the season. Alabama, though, able to force a 53-yard field goal attempt. Boy, Vaco's hit this thing. This was drilled from 53, and the home team gets what it needs early. Now, didn't get what it needed in losing its starting quarterback in Tyler Van Dyke, but did convert that situation for 3 points. And with that, the Alabama offense comes out. You got Jalen in the gun, Justice out there offset to his left, got a bunch to the top with three wide receivers, CJ Dupree in line at this tight end spot at the bottom of the formation. And this is going to be a perimeter throw early. You know, predetermined perimeter throw, get an easy touch for your back. And he proceeds, just as Haynes does, to truck this DB right here and is able to finish with authority. You like to see that from your back. And you end up in a second and 11 a few plays later. Got this orbit motion coming from Emmanuel Henderson. Emmanuel Henderson in the game early. And you'll see how tape and what you put on tape can impact you negatively, but then also if you make the needed adjustments, it can help you too. This is a zone pressure. You can see linebacker comes, but Justice is in good shape. Boy, the five-man, six-man protection was good on Saturday with Caden Proctor in there at left tackle, Elijah Pritchett at right tackle. It's probably more even seven-man protection early, but it really turned into a lot of five-man protection. And now after orbit motion, you got Emmanuel Henderson up here at the top of the screen, and this is zone. So you're running off, you know, you're creating space with this protection, with this time that Jalen has. And Jalen does get to the check down. There he is. Love Emmanuel Henderson, not just because he's an athlete, he's got speed, but boy, he plays with his hair on fire, whether it's as a blocker or right here after the catch, working through two guys, finishing against a third, you know, getting to the sticks there on a second and 11. That'll keep you on the field, that type of approach from Eman Henderson. Now, what we're going to see here is something that we're going to see again in just a minute. But 2x2, actually it's 3x2. You're empty here with Justice split to the bottom of the screen. And you'll see you got CJ Dupree split into the boundary up top. And this is man coverage. So when CJ sits it down up top inside, you've got man coverage. And Jalen wastes no time going at it to Emmanuel Henderson. Now, don't hit it here. You don't hit it here, but we'll talk about this again here in just a minute. This is quarterback lead, quarterback draw. You got Wisconsin spread out. I want you to watch number one here on this play, too. I think this is it with Kendrick, maybe at the end. Yeah. Watch Kendrick Law right here. Brailsford comes out. You've got Jam Miller leading the way. Watch one right here at the yellow line against 24. Whop. So Kendrick Law didn't have any catches, and he's going to get 14 next. He's dialing up another dude after putting a guy down there. Good stuff from Kendrick Law. Explosive play from Jalen Milroe. Another Alabama first down. So now you've got a third and five. You're working from a condensed formation. I think Alabama thought maybe it was getting a different coverage, or maybe Jalen did, but this was dead from the start. It's just never had any potential there. Now, there was a crosser, I guess if we go back a little bit, right here. Not here underneath. This looks like maybe it was going to be mesh with Bernard and Ryan, but middle of the field coverage, you're not really going to get that there unless you're able to come to this crosser right here at the 15. But it never really happened. And so you force the first field goal attempt of Graham Nicholson's Alabama career. Looks like it's about 45 yards. Operation is good. Snap hold. Lou Groza Award winner on the way. Wide right. Not a bad strike. Good strike from Nicholson. It just stayed out right on him. We'll see that with Vaco's coming up here in a little bit too. He had a little bit of that issue to that end himself. So Wisconsin back out there without its starting quarterback now says, look, we need to be more like Wisconsin. Let's get this zone run game going. And they do that right here. Get some real push, soften this edge against Latham in the interior. Now you got a back downhill into your secondary. And coming up here in a minute, we'll see Malachi Moore sort of respond to it. This is split zone on a third and one. And maybe that run by Van Dyke earlier keeps your edge home just enough to create enough of an edge or a crease to help you get the first down right there. Strong running between the tackles for Wisconsin. So Wisconsin got a little something going here on the ground with the football in a 3-0 game. Again, more split zone. See the slider come across against Quay. And you're in pretty good shape here again. This is where you see Malachi get upset. No Tim Keenan in the game right now. Got to get more out of Jaheim Otis and Damon Payne and some of these other guys. But you know what safeties don't like? They don't like it when centers and guards are able to just run free to their level and get on them. Watch Malachi right here in the right of the W there. He's letting somebody know, look, we got to get this thing fit up, man. Getting pushed out, getting out of gaps. Got a first and 10 here for Wisconsin. Wisconsin running the football too effectively for an air raid guy like Phil Longo. Got to throw it. We got to throw it on first and 10. Pretty good pass rush here from Quay, it looks like. Enough to maybe force Locke to hold the football. Coverage behind it, pretty good. And that allows LT Overton to do this. Car wreck at about the 44-yard line. Fumble. Wisconsin's able to come up with it, but watch this hit. The thing you worry about right here, maybe more than anything, is potential for targeting. But you know, since the quarterback can't see it coming, he doesn't have time to duck his head, which a lot of times is what leads to the targeting. Boy, that's a big hit from LT Overton, who has no quit in his game, as we'll see again coming up a little bit later when he's able to kind of disrupt things. So third and 14 for Wisconsin now, working, well, it looks like mesh in the middle, but they sit it down because it's zone from Alabama underneath. And so you're in good shape right here. Well, Locke goes where he needs to go with the football. You've got Lawson, you've got Sab there, two guys converging, but you have some bad luck in a way. Both guys get there simultaneous. You end up knocking each other off of the ball carrier. Xavien Brown tries to get in there as a corner, tries to keep the runner short. He ultimately does it. But Sab and Lawson, you'll take both those guys in that situation against a wide receiver. Didn't work out that time. We saw it. Friendly fire was a bit of an issue in the game. Not much you can do about it. I mean, guys are playing their ass off trying to get the football and get guys on the ground. But you saw it with Malachi Moore, too, I think, from Keon Sab down there in the red zone when Malachi had to leave the game there. So it's split zone look here on a fourth and one. And that previous play gives Xavien Brown credit, man. He fought. He ended up holding that receiver short of the first down. And with that, it went to review. And I think Wisconsin either wanted to go fast on fourth and short and keep that personnel on the field for Alabama. But with the review and the timeout, Alabama is able to get Tim Keenan on the field and really get the look it wants in this short yardage situation. You'll see it Deontay's already up in here at snap. He's coming. He's downhill from the snap. You got Tim getting off a block right there in the middle of the field. So he's also there, going to finish this up on this fourth down stuff of Chez Malusi. Nice stuff there from Deontay Lawson. He had a little edge to him after that third down play, I'm sure. So here comes some split zone look with Robbie Oots across the formation. I like this because this edge guy, probably when he see Oots, he's thinking it's about to be a face full of 45 for him. Off split zone, give to the back. Instead, you'll see, you know, look at Kendrick Law again here. I mean, somebody else is going down. Oots is just going to be essentially a puller. And boy, Law just stays with it. Good blocking on the outside. Ryan Williams, man, Hollywood's a willing blocker. It's only going to get better too. But Kendrick Law is just, he's just throwing people out of the club left and right. And so this is what we talked about earlier on the deep shot to Henderson. Same formation, 3x2, same everything. CJ Dupree to the top, man coverage. CJ's going to sit it down. Ryan Williams is going to keep running on the slot fade. Jalen on time, anticipating, perfect ball. 14 and 24 for Wisconsin all day. We're never going to get there. Never we're going to get there over the top. And that is executed to the extreme. Very, very nice from Alabama. Good on Nick Sheridan. Came back to something that he liked the matchup from earlier, especially when you get Ryan Williams in that situation. And that ball's perfect to the true freshman phenom from Sarolin. So there you go. Touchdown, Alabama. 7-3 now. The Crimson Tide leads. Yeah, all the glam. Slow-mos, you know, you got to do all that. 13:09 left now in the second quarter. Alabama back on offense. This is going to be zone, and this is good stuff from the interior. You already see Jaden Roberts winning, Parker Brailsford winning, Tyler's about to win, and physical downhill run for 26. You know, not a lot of stopping and starting, just get downhill and hit it. And, you know, we'll see Alabama come back to this look too. And we'll see how it puts defenses in a tough spot coming up right here with Kendrick Law coming across. This is inside zone. That's the beauty of Kendrick too. You can use them in hybrid ways. This is almost like 13 personnel because of how you can use them. And you've got CJ Dupree getting a block here at a tight end. You got Oots with the kick out. Then you've got Kendrick leading the way. And he's going to get up on this guy. Look, but you had a backside defender coming from the field, and that really saved perhaps a touchdown for Wisconsin because they were able to get just enough on a jam there. So now third and two for Alabama. Again, just more physicality, man, with this offensive line and tight ends. Nothing pretty about it. Get downhill, get the 2 yards. You end up in a third and goal here. This is like Haley's Comet maybe in some ways. You end up getting a hard cadence that goes for a defensive offsides on a third and goal. Only thing I would say is I'd like to see everyone on the offense continue to play in this situation. Back it up just a little bit here. See Ryan out here to the outside. It just didn't seem like they were on the same page post-snap, and I'm sure they work on that in terms of if they get a free play where they want to go. Obviously, Jalen wanted to go to the pylon there, but it is offsides against Wisconsin, so you're going to get another crack as this Alabama offense. And again, wide receivers involved in the run game, some pull, some pin action from the right side of the offensive line. Robbie Oots wanted to pin this guy. This guy took an outside approach though. So he does what he has to do. And when you get this Wisconsin defender, like a safety comes flying up in here, if he doesn't get there, Jalen's going to be fine to the corner because, again, 14 and 24 for Wisconsin just can't run with Jalen. And he's able to get to the cone for another Jalen Milrow rushing touchdown. Elijah Pritchett out there. We'll see it again from the top. It's kind of a pin and pull concept. You can see Oots. He wants to pin this guy right here. But this guy's going to jump outside. And then you'll see this guy right here to shoot the inside. Watch this. Kendrick wants to get there, but with that angle, That's going to be tough. And again, 4, 14, 24. Jeremy Bernard, a good job on the edge, not to hold, because the officials are just eyeballing that. Doesn't do it. Jalen takes care of the rest, and it is another touchdown. So you got a 3rd and 2 for Wisconsin with 3:16 left in the half. This is another defensive penalty that extends a Wisconsin possession like we saw there in the first quarter. Xavien Brown in coverage. He also had offsides on the play, but Xavien gets hit for the defensive PI. Wisconsin takes that one. And again, keeping a possession alive. You can get away with it in games like this. You do it against the Georgias, the Missouris, the Tennessees, it could prove to be especially painful. Wisconsin in a 2nd and 10 now. It's a 5-man protection. Working kind of a rub game, two right here in the middle of the field. He was almost like a screener in basketball. This is nice from Braden Locke. This is anticipated. This is on the money. This is, again, a well-thrown football from Braden Locke in a tough situation. Three wide receivers to the field now for Wisconsin. Wisconsin with a little something. Going to stay with the run game, too. This time, you've got the RPO or the zone read played pretty well. You see Jihad. He's got the back. You got Q from that wolf position, which is unique to say the least. How the wolf is used in a way I didn't really imagine it being used in this defense, but that's what it's been to this point. Q's in pretty good shape. I mean, gets in the passing lane, gets his hands up. Again, another nice ball from Braden Locke. Bullet somehow got it through there. It's another Wisconsin first down. So you get it into a 3rd and 3 for Wisconsin. LT Overton coming from this bottom edge, 4-man pass rush. You're in pretty good shape in terms of your pass rush. Now, had an opportunity here to Pauling on the slot fade, kind of what we saw from Alabama with Ryan Williams against man coverage. But one of the differences is Alabama safety can at least make it a tougher throw in coming over the top. Should he have hit it? Would Carson Beck hit it? Will Nico hit it? Will Brady Cook hit it? No. Possibly, but with Devontae Smith in coverage, Wisconsin not able to get it done right there. Devontae's still going to see a lot of smoke coming up, though. I mean, these secondary guys, these corners and Huskies are going to see a lot of smoke coming up. And so it is a 44. I know they got 45 on the graphic, but the ball is not set on the 35, so it's 44. And Vaco, something about this end of the stadium, right, at Camp Randall. Solid wide right from Nicholson earlier, and now Vacos misses wide right. So interesting here because Alabama with the football, 3 timeouts, 35, 36 seconds left. This is take it to the halftime for Nick Saban over the previous 17 years with the ball coming out to start the third. You're up 11. No need to, as my dad would say, show your ass here. But Kalen DeBoer going to stay aggressive, and it pays off. This is interesting because you'll see down here at the bottom, Ryan Williams is down here, and it looks like he initially sits down. See him kind of sit right here? But maybe it's by design. Maybe it's improv. It's good protection, pretty much 5-man protection. Caden Proctor, didn't hear his name yesterday, did you? That's what you wanted, too. That's the way you wanted it. Get some late pressure there, but Jalen's able to get the ball out while taking the hit. And again, now Ryan's running down the sideline. So either a double move against zone or Ryan and Jalen just being on the same page, but there's a hole right here and Jalen hits it. You had these inside receivers kind of sucking in these corners, and that's where the hole was. And Ryan Williams able to hit it for yet another explosive play. And what we'll see now with 27 seconds left, again, if you're Wisconsin, you're sick today because you were really in a scheme that should not have given up big plays, but that's where better guys just went out sometimes. You'll see Jeremy Bernard with a beauty of a corner out here and Jalen just another spot on deep ball. And for Jeremy Bernard, it is a touchdown. Yes, absolutely a dagger right there at the end of the 2nd quarter. Here's a tough thing if you're a defensive back. If you only have one shoe on this kind of route at the end of it, it probably means it didn't go well. And number two here for Wisconsin, it was a tough two-play stretch for him in that secondary. Did Jeremy get it down? Yeah, there's one. This is a Sunday touchdown, actually. There's second. You got two. Got them both down. Alabama now up 21-3 going into the half. Going to get the football coming out. Yeah, that felt pretty much like a game-ending situation for the home team. So Richard Young in there at running back to start the third quarter with Jalen. A little bit of a play-action look. Throwing it all the way here. You'll see CJ eventually shows the look of blocker, and he kind of leaks right there into the middle of the field. That little bit of a fake from Jalen got one to suck down in here to CJ. Jalen keeps his eyes up the field, get a little nervous on these throws on the run to the middle of the field, and then you got two Alabama receivers basically in the same spot, Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard. But it is Bernard that makes the catch and turns this into an explosive play and another Alabama first down. So pretty good quarterbacking right there from Jalen Milroe initially. And then you get away with a couple of guys in the same area, guys looking to make plays for this Alabama offense. First and 10 out near midfield. This is something I don't think we've seen so far this year. Watch the offensive line. This is RPO. It's going to go to the outside. Pretty good stuff out there, especially when you got Kendrick Law. But you see Elijah Pritchett pinning down. You see CJ Dupree here pinning down. But you're pulling the play side guard, the center, and the left tackle on this play. But you go RPO out here, quick game. It's just good to see Alabama execute some quick game with Jalen because we haven't seen a lot of that the last couple of years. And Bernard's going to turn that into a positive first down play. Third and one now. Short yardage once again. This is zone with some RPO on it. Suck these guys in with the back. It looks like Jalen's reading this year. I didn't always think he read it last year, but he's going to keep here with the crash on the back, and he's able to hit this thing for a first down. And you'll see Alabama kind of come back to this concept here in just a little bit. And Jalen's presence helps. Not just in terms of what he gives you statistically. Watch this right here. Come right back. And now you're going to run something similar to this side. You're getting some good work in this zone concept from Oots and Pritchett off that right side. But Jalen just hits you with the keep. And so three's coming right here from the Wisconsin secondary from the field. This is the conflict defender that the backer. And both these guys have to, or feel like they have to check Jalen. And in doing that, and look, trust me, this is good, good stuff in terms of Jaden Roberts and Parker Brailsford. The offensive line killed it right here. But it does help having Jalen to hold those guys just enough. And we'll see it from behind here, or from over top. It turns a crease into a damn four-lane highway, it looks like. We'll see. Right here, you'll see it. This is good stuff from the Alabama offensive line. Everybody gets a guy, washes down. But see these two guys over here? And that guy from the field is just not going to get there. But this linebacker, he's got to check it. And look at it, how wide that opening becomes for Jam Miller. Alabama now up 28-3. That transition was huge. Late second quarter, start of the third quarter, that pretty much ended it. Wisconsin now going to work a concept in the passing game that we'll see coming up a little bit later too. This is pass all the way. It's basically an extended run. Feels like a screen. You know, you're kind of working some interference against man coverage against the back on Deontay Lawson. Thing you worried about with that hit, you already saw a targeting penalty last week on Justin Jefferson. You got Georgia coming up next. It's the second half now. You don't want to see Deontay Lawson on the sideline for the first half of the Georgia game. You're already going to have enough injuries coming out of this game as it is. This is zone once again. This is with Tim Keenan in the game. Not quite sure what Alabama was doing up front here, but you end up with Keenan and I think Latham in the same gap. You got interior OLs getting up to the second level. Lawson here coming off an edge. This again is a wolf defender that is more in the mode of an inside linebacker in this look. And you get a pretty big gap there because you got two guys in the same gap, and Malusi hits it for an explosive before Campbell's able to make the play. Now you get this fitted up pretty good initially, but again, the Wolf defender in the middle of the field, you still end up soft because Latham gets the penetration here. But once the running back makes easy work of a DL in an open field situation, now you're soft on the edge because Coot, working more in the middle of the field, he's not able to get to the edge. You got Campbell out here dealing with a tight end in space. And again, it's another nice chunk run for Wisconsin, who ultimately ends up in a second and 20 here. And you're going to fire Deshaun Jones, bring the corner cat from down here. See Jones coming on the blitz, and you're backing for it. You're covering for it with Keon Sapp. Sapp's in good shape right here. You're okay into the boundary. It's a nice ball from Locke. And you'll see Sapp, I mean, makes a nice play to get a finger on it. Brings back too many memories, right, of Alabama, Michigan, some of this stuff. And Malachi's over the top to make the hit. But you played that thing pretty well. Give Locke credit. I mean, he either anticipated it or they had it set up for that and able to hit it. Third and four for Wisconsin now. And Locke once again forced to hold the football underneath right here. This is good. Pass rush is a little bit disjointed. You got James Smith on the ground. Yonze Pierre playing a good bit on Saturday. And now Quay Rousseau's out, so you're really seeing a lot more of Keanu Coote, some Q Robinson as well, but Overton again, Wallace Gilberry-like with that motor. And there he's able to make the hit. Good job in coverage underneath by Jihad to take away that sort of check down crosser. Fourth and four now, and this is what we saw kind of earlier when we talked about predetermined to the back. And again, you see these guys already in here for Wisconsin running interference or just straight up blocking against man coverage. That's going to work. You get it picked off, basically. Even though you play it pretty well with Keon Sapp, you're still going to see a Wisconsin first down. Here comes guard H-back counter from Wisconsin. And you fit this up pretty nice again. And you got this fit to the play side, you know? And there you see Keanu Coote on the backside. He's not really keeping that outside shoulder clean. And now here comes the cutback. And your inside linebacker's also up in there. But, again, the edges sometimes. And this is why Quay Rousseau is important, because I think he's going to be able to give you more of that than you're going to get with Coote and probably Q. That's probably why Quay is, you know, the starter to begin with. But you give it up on the cutback. And now you're trying to recover here with Malachi and Deshaun Jones. Wisconsin in the red zone now on a first and 10. More zone. Getting the kick out right here. You know, doing enough right here. James Smith can't make the play. You got linemen up on Deontay Lawson getting push. Just sticking with it at this point. This is tape that, trust me, Georgia and other teams are going to really look hard at in terms of Alabama's true ability to hang in against strong, you know, physical run games. Fourth and goal now, and you've got three receivers to the field. I was confused on this and even watching it back. Not sure if Alabama's playing zone. Not sure if Alabama's playing man. Maybe they're matching. But you get the inside receiver running to the corner. Devontae Smith is in man. Looks like Damani Jackson's in zone, maybe even Red Morgan. But when this guy runs the corner, the fade, and Devontae vacants there, then you got that little hole with a wide receiver working against Jihad Campbell. You know, kind of know how that's going to go with Pauling there. Nice ball from Locke. But again, I'm still not sure what. Look like maybe you're going to try to trap it to the outside, but see Jackson just kind of sitting. You got three on two out there, three Alabama guys, two receivers. The problem is you got Wisconsin's best receiver now with a hole to work with, and Jihad's having to try to close, and he's not going to get there. So It's a touchdown for Wisconsin. It's a 28-10 game. Wisconsin with the ball once again. Alabama with the takeaway right here. Yakimeli, the former Ivy League back. You got Justin Jefferson in there now with Deontay Lawson. And Deontay's going to rip that thing out of there. I think it was Q that came up with this. So the takeaways that Kane Womack continues to harp on, you get one right here. You'll see it. This is just ripping the ball out is all this is with both hands. And that's the takeaway Alabama wanted right there in that situation, set up the offense in the red zone. And you go back to that combination of Milroe and the back, Jam Miller, once again, kind of the hot hand at this point. And this is interesting because instead of giving it, and also you've got Wilkin Formby in here at right tackle, you got Geno Vandermark at right guard. You know, this is good stuff by these guys. I mean, they're getting some of the blocks that they need. Not sure if this was by design or how it just played out that it kind of went with it. But it's a concept that we had seen between Milroe and Miller. But Miller gets a nice block here on the edge as he transitions from runner into blocker. And then again, once Milroe gets into that level against this type of speed, it's going to be pretty predictable what's going to happen next. So Milroe with another couple of touchdowns on the ground. The touchdown accountability has been phenomenal through three games for the Alabama quarterback. Here you see it again. Vandermark, his guy wants to go down. Okay, we'll take you down. Just washing down here. And then Miller quickly gets to that edge guy, freeing up Jalen to find the end zone. It's 35-10 Alabama. Alabama in a four-man pass rush here early in the fourth quarter. Yonzi Pierre off an edge. And Locke is going to hold it. Ball ends up getting tipped, and Edric Hill has a cookie. Got some fresh faces on that defense now, don't you? Especially up front, Jordan Renaud in there. Nice play by Pierre. Saw this from Q Robinson, too. Q had a strip sack on a play similar to that. So Alabama in a tight formation now, bringing Kendrick Law in motion. More of a decoy and block day for Kendrick, but he was damn good at it. This is that flood concept that DeBoer and Sheridan really like to use. And you see the three guys to the field out here. Kendrick coming off motion, Jam releasing to the flat. Quavis just going to keep running. He's going to get on this hash mark and just keep running. And then you got Dupree right here in the middle of the field that's going to cross the face of what ends up being pretty much a single high safety. And in the process, see the safety? We'll show you in a second. He gets turned around a couple times. It's good stuff from Jalen because he manipulates him with his eyes, as you'll see right here. The Washington transfer, we'll see it right here. Watch Jalen early. This is that flood to the field. Jalen's eyes right now. Look at him. I'm going right here to CJ Dupree. This safety sees it. He gets turned around, starts running to his left, thinking that's exactly where Jalen's going. Jalen comes back now to the right. Quavis is running down the hash mark. Watch this poor safety that's in this situation now. Whoop! He turns around again. I mean, it's rough. Quavis running right down the hash. Good protection. Jalen with a nice ball. And Quavis easily into the end zone. That's good quarterback play, man. I know everybody wants to see improvement and steps forward. That's good stuff. I know you're going to say it's Wisconsin. We'll see. Well, you know, all you can do is put stuff on tape. And that's really good tape from Jalen Milroe right there. So winding it up, a lot of young guys out there for the Alabama defense. You got Faga. You've got, is that Jeremiah Beeman? Caden Jones, man. I thought he did some nice stuff while he was out there. Justin Okoronkwo, the German. You got King Mack out there. You got Zay Mincy, Cameron Howard, Hunter Osborne. And that's going to do it. The Alabama Crimson Tide dominating. You know, we didn't talk about James Burnup either. Thought he was really, really good. Maybe his best game so far as a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide. We always appreciate everybody tuning in live. I know I didn't get to the comments as much because we were working through it, but got a nice turnout for a Sunday morning. And by the way, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel as of yet, Ryer on YouTube, we'd appreciate it if you go right now and hit that subscribe button for us. Hit that notification bell. I'm sorry I left that banner up, by the way. That may have screwed us up some, but we'll be all right. And hit us with a like if you don't mind. We'd appreciate a like. That would help us out tremendously as well. Yeah, Burnup was really good. Saw Ryan Williams on a punt return. That was interesting. Showed he could do that. 20-yard return. You did have the miss from Nicholson. You know, if you're looking for some things special teams-wise, again, I didn't think the strike on that ball was bad at all. And a clean game. You wanted to see the penalties go away. They did for the most part. Had a couple of false starts on your interior OL. Again, those defensive penalties, I think that might be something you have to live with a little bit, given the situation that you're transitioning to on the back end out on the perimeter. But can't complain really all that much. You can always complain. Absolutely, you can complain. But 42-10 on the road, Alabama takes care of business, heads into the bye week. We'll see about Malachi Moore. We'll see about Quay Rousseau. We'll see about Richard Young, who unfortunately went down there in the second half. You know, you can never have enough quality running backs. That's what we learn, it seems like, on an annual basis. But good performance. We'll see from a health perspective and get into the bye week. Pace yourself, folks. You know, enjoy your bye week. It's okay to enjoy your bye week. You don't have to sit around grinding your teeth about Georgia. It'll get here soon enough, I promise. Looking forward to it, no doubt. Hey, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us right here on Ryer on YouTube. As always, appreciate you. And we did have a winner, by the way, for the hat contest, for the prediction contest for the Wisconsin game. That was Parker Seymour, who was the winner of that contest. Parker, I'm going to get with you here soon, and we'll get that limited edition Talking Tide hat out to you. Thanks again, and until next time, so long, everybody.